You know, fortunate to get a win. I was proud of the fact that, you know, they didn't quit. And there are a lot of things that we've got to clean up just from a standpoint of red zone opportunities. I thought defensively we made enough, certainly played well enough and did a good job against that running back. And what was very important at the very end was just getting the stop where they couldn't take a knee and win the game. So, you know, for me, I take for granted there are a lot of familiar guys in that roster, but yet there's a lot of different guys. We'll just talk about hanging in, fighting, kind of staying together, body language. We've been in, you know, a number of games like this, and, you know, we made a few plays at the end when we needed it. We'll clean up and have to clean up a lot of things to improve, but, it's hard to win on the road, especially in the division. Hats off to Tampa. I thought they played outstanding on defense, and yet, we were fortunate and excited to get the win on the road. So, any questions?
Hey, Coach, were you at all surprised at the Bucs going for a field goal late, maybe not try to punt it down and make it go?
No. It's the right thing to do. It's the difference between a touchdown or a field goal. You know, I mean, I think that's the right thing. That had plenty of distance, didn't it?
How about you just come back and fail with him 32 times to come back away from you guys?
It was some big throws there. And, you know, we got a couple single safety man looks. He found Jimmy, he found Marcus. Those are big plays.
What did you guys do during the delay?
They gave us kind of an initial time frame, somewhere about a half an hour, 35, 40 minutes. We kind of sat everybody down and waited then kind of for that 10-minute warning. We started a stretch inside. Then we stretched as a team inside and then came out. We knew kind of, I think both teams knew we were 15 minutes out, 10 minutes out. And so it was really just try to stay off your feet, stay hydrated. And then it was just a matter of getting into kind of a miniature pregame.
Did it affect you guys maybe? Any or
no?
Sean, you talked about the struggles in the red zone, the late plays during the second quarter, just the difficulty getting that ball punched in on fourth and first.
Yeah, look, I take the blame for that. There's a sequence that took place, and, you know, on the fourth down play, we end up running a play for goal line defense. They're in one of their base defenses. I think just with 10 on the field, I can't be certain of it. But anyway, it wasn't a very good sequence. First play was play action pass, and we had trouble getting Jimmy out, you know, and sometimes it gets congested where they kind of grab and reroute a guy like him down there. So, but we'll be better there, and it certainly wasn't, you know, it was just really the toss play, which was a minus play, and they played it pretty well. But, look, I'll be a lot better in that situation. I need to be.
Talk about what Graham's effectiveness today. He's had a career record for himself.
Those were some big plays. You know, we'll see on film. You know, they did a good job of covering he and Darren, too. You know, so kind of went back and forth. We got a lot of different looks. They played hard in the back end and made it real difficult. They hit the quarterback a few times, and that became challenging. But he had a number of big plays. You know, got right up after he got hit in the head. And I just, you know, it was good to see.
Coach, can you talk about Drew Brees and when it comes crunch time and your confidence in him?
Well, we just finished talking about, you know, a guy like him in a two-minute drill is very confident. It's one of the things we talked about in the locker room just with our players that, you know, the body language on the sideline is important. This is a different team than any of the teams in the years past. So the younger players, it's hard to win in this league on the road in the division. And so, you know, sometimes you don't know how the game's going to unfold. And in this case, it came down to one possession. Defense made the stop. You know, if they're able to get the first down, you know, they're on a knee. And then we made a few plays there and got out of our end.
Good example. You have to be lucky sometimes in this game.
Listen, you just have to work hard, all right? I'm not going to say that that's the case. because that last drive, I don't think, was that. So that's you talking. Anything else? Thanks.